You're listening to SBS News.
European Union leaders met in Brussels to demand the release of 26-year-old Roman Protasevich, who remains in detention. There are calls for an investigation by the International Civil Aviation Organization into the forced plane landing while the journalist was on board. The Ryanair plane was travelling from Greece to Lithuania when it had changed course on Sunday, and now Western powers are imposing sanctions. European Council President Charles Michel has slammed the decision and the treatment of passengers.
We will not tolerate that they play Russian roulette with the lives of innocent civilians. So this evening, in the first part of our meeting, we reacted very quickly, as was necessary given the serious events.
The father of Mr. Protasevich has spoken out, stating his son's nose might be broken and he may have been forced to record a video message. There are also conflicting reports about the blogger's health. Belarus says its actions relate to a false bomb threat, blaming Palestinian militant group Hamas, but it's denying any knowledge about the issue. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says the event was an unprecedented hijacking.
And we have went through a thorough discussion about this act, which is to be completely condemned, and we have collectively worked out appropriate sanctions and demanded immediate release of arrested journalists, arrested Belarusian citizens.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Belarus planes will be denied access to EU airports.
This is an attack on freedom of expression, and this is an attack on European sovereignty. And this outrageous behaviour needs a strong answer. Therefore, the European Council decided that there will be additional sanctions on individuals that are involved in the hijacking, but this time also on businesses and economic entities that are financing this regime.
EU-based carriers are also being discouraged from flying over Belarus, but because of its location on flight paths, avoiding it would slow down trips and cost airlines money. British Airlines have also been told to stop flying over Belarus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.